The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric. They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paula, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science.
And if
there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven yep. science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesus fucks.
Get ready for the miracle of Mega, a comedy podcast from the staff of a fictional mega church.
And not only does he fuck, but he's the best at it.
I'm Holly Loren.
And I'm Greg Hess.
Our characters, Hallie and Gray, welcome a new guest each week, played by some of the biggest names in comedy and podcasting.
Like Scott Aukerman, Lauren Lapkus, Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, Cecily Strong, and Duncan Trussell.
I just love to think about that, the light shining down on all those corpses in the water and Noah just going by and maybe a mom being like, please, we're running out of energy. Can you please let us on the boat?
It's completely improvised and it's devilishly funny.
Is there any question you have for us about, you know, what it means to live a life in Christ?
I guess, how much do you think is bullshit?
There's a new episode every Sunday.
Listen and subscribe to Mega, wherever you get your podcasts.
Best I ever had. Best I... Y'all can do it. Y'all can do it. Y'all sing along. You know what I'm saying? Here go. Jesus, you the best.
Jesus, you're the best.
You to be the best.
Jesus, you're
Jesus,
the best.
You the okay,
best
never mind.
Best I ever had. Best wow. I ever had.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I am here to take questions for the press. This is the opening of the French President Trump press conference.
Mr. President, the tall man
in the back. Yes, yes.
Yes, hi, this is Emmett Manning from New York Newsday. Mr. President,
yes.
You seem to be favoring red states over blue states with support and supplies. Shouldn't this crisis be a nonpartisan issue?
Non-Parisian issue? No, my friend. Everything is a Parisian issue with romantics like me. We carry Paris in our hearts all the time. The lights, the cafes, the souffles, the baguettes. I just had some delicious camembert only a moment ago.
I said, shouldn't this be a nonpartisan issue here in the States?
Oh, nonpartisan. No. It should be partisan. I hate the fucking blue states. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you right
Mr.
there.
President.
You.
Mr.
You.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. President. Thank you. This is Tony Romo with ABC News.
Yes, Tony Romo. It's good to talk to you again. Did you get my order? I ordered the dipping sticks and the thin crust pizza. I love to talk to Tony Romo.
Thank you, Mr. President. Why did you plant a tree on the South Lawn for Earth Day when you have rolled back environmental protections and ravaged the EPA since day one of your presidency? Isn't the tree just a phony gesture?
Phony gesture? Phony gesture? Do you see this gesture I am making at you now? Does it look phony to you, Mr. Tony Romo? Pence! Vice President Pence, stop staring at my ass. I've told you before, if you have to make your goofy eyes do it at my face, write his name down, write down Tony Roma. I'll tell you, Mr. Press Person, I planted that tree so that in 10 years I can look out the Oval Office window from my desk and see a beautiful tree. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Chartreuse Jones here from the Brooklyn Eagle.
Chartreuse, so nice to talk to you. And you are looking fine, if I do say so myself, Chartreuse.
Thank you, Mr. President.
What's the name of the paper again? Tell me the name of the paper.
The Brooklyn Eagle.
Oh, it's very important. Very important. Yes, Brooklyn Eagle. Go ahead.
Yes. So, Mr. President, you continue to say that we have lots of testing, but the governors say that they don't have enough. What do you say about that?
That is not what the governors say. This is a trap. This is a media trap. I talked to the governors. They say they don't want to keep track of how many cases of the virus are in their states. They say, surprise me. They say, let's make it a surprise. In fact, let's hide the infected people all around their backyard, and the governors will find them like an Easter egg hunt. What's this behind the azalea? It's someone with the virus. I see you with the virus in the wheelbarrow. That's what the governors want, Chartreuse. Next question. Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President, for calling on me. Beef Johnson with the Kansas City Star.
Yeah, Kansas City is very, very important. The state of Kansas is one of my favorites.
Thank you, sir. I agree. Why, sir, despite pleas from your COVID-19 medical team, do you not base your decisions on science?
I'll tell you something, Miss Kansas. I don't trust science. Why is it spelled that way? It should be science. 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 It sounds Chinese. I don't trust it. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
Tony Roma with ABC News.
Tony Roma, I love you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I have extra Parmesan cheese?
Thank you, Tony Roma.
Governor Kemp of Georgia is opening businesses like gyms, barbers, and hairstylists. He was acting in accordance with your desire to open the economy and get back to work. What would you say to him?
Well, I don't advise it for just any state, but the people of Georgia are getting flabby. And have you seen their hair? It gets very humid there. And Georgia's hair can get very frizzy. Georgians have very big, poofy, frizzy hair. Governor Kemp should not have to look at that flabby Georgians with big, high hair. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Emmett Manning again. People are very confused and unsure about what would be deemed an essential occupation. So I'm going to ask you can you tell me if they're essential or non-essential?
Certainly.
For instance, working at a grocery store.
It's very essential. We have to have that. The people, they have to eat. They get the chips and they, you know, people have cabin fever. Have you heard of cabin fever? People need to eat while they have their cabin fever. Very essential. Yes, next. What?
Great. What about the library?
Not so much. You know, the people reading and educating themselves. You know, the schools are closed for a reason. This is not the time for reflection and certainly not to dip into history. I would say no l'histoire at this time. The libraries, you know, in the books. The people touch the pages and it gets all... No, that could spread the virus.
And how about professional wrestling?
Oh, I cannot think of a more important, particularly because this takes place in Florida, and Floridians depend on this, the professional wrestling. It is so stimulating to the mind without leaving the house. It's very, very important. Also, who knows what life's going to be like when this is all over? People may need to learn the technique of jumping off a fence or a wall onto someone else. So it's very educational. Yes, I'm all for the professional wrestling.
And then what about mud wrestling?
Well, you know, we have continued construction. And therefore, we have a lot of digging the foundations, and we have a lot of dirt. And so the best way to use the dirt is to turn it into mud for the mud wrestling. And again, you know, it is such important training for anyone who might someday want to work in my administration, the mud wrestling. Next question.
Mr. President.
You.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm Chartreuse Jones here again, the Brooklyn Eagle.
Of course you are, Chartreuse. You are very Chartreuse. I love talking to you. Yes, what?
Thank you, Mr. President. Sir, the facts about the gap between when you knew about the virus and when you acted are stubborn and damning. And ignorant, and selfish, and
that
horrible.
That is not true! That is not true! People are amazed at how early I acted. I always act early. Ask Melania. I act early. I get up at 6 a.m. and I look in the mirror and I say, to be or not to be. I act early. People are amazed at how early I act. That is the clue. No more questions. No more. That tears it, Chartreuse. It's a form of pank. That's it. That's enough questions.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.
Hey, Paula. You know, every once in a while we get a new advertiser that I get super excited about. And I have to say, just because of the circumstances of my life, right now I'm really excited about our new advertiser, Quince, of Quince.com, the clothing provider.
Not to be mistaken for Quince from Midsummer Night's Dream. And let me just say this, and maybe it's not important to an advertisement, but when I was in the fourth grade, our class put on a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Okay.
And I played Peter Quince. There's the connection.
One of the mechanicals. That's a great connection. Also, yes, has nothing to do with this, which is that Quince is an online clothing store. And as you know, Paula, I've lost a little weight lately.
Oh, right.
75 pounds. Yeah. So I literally have no clothes that are in my size until I just ordered some stuff at Quince. And I figured, like, here's a chance for me to create a new look for myself. A whole new image.
And how's it going?
Not bad. I mean, the clothes are fantastic. I know that you ordered some too. What I got is yes, the Comfort Stretch Traveler 5-pocket pants. And I got I got the 100% European linen shirt, and it looks breezy and it fits beautifully. And these are like premium pieces of clothing that are selling for like, you know, $30 a piece or starting at $30 at Quince.com. It's awesome. I look good.
I ordered the brushed lounge jogger.
Ooh.
And you know, I put them on when I came back from New York. I pulled them on and I swear to you, okay, this is not scientific because I was tired already.
Right.
But they were so soft and so comfortable that honestly, like right as I got them up to my waist, I think my eyes closed. They're so it's a softness, it's a kind of softness that I don't think I've ever experienced in a garment, honestly.
You know, my drawstring European linen trousers are a little bit like that, too. Like, so comfortable that I just want to hang out with myself.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And they're European. Keep that in mind.
Oh, they are so European. And you can get those kind of, you can get washable silk tops. You can get 14 karat gold jewelry and like all these accessories.
Quince sells a lineup of timeless pieces that keep their customers looking effortlessly chic year after year. I'm not certain that I look chic, but certainly if I did, it's not going to take a lot of effort.
I now look chic and I feel pretty great. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabric. It's all good as far as I can see.
Is it my imagination or do they cut out the middleman?
They cut out the middleman, Paula Poundstone.
I love it when they cut out the middleman. That's the thing, they cut out the middleman. That's fantastic.
So be like me and Paula. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/nobody for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/nobody to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/nobody. And honestly, I look fantastic. Paula, you won't be able to keep your hands off me.
Oh, I can't wait. And don't think that if you had to return something, don't think you're sending it to a middleman because they cut out the middleman.
They cut out the middleman. That's quince.com/nobody. And if you're going to do it anyway,
use our code.